Representative Kind invited a father and daughter to the news conference. 11-year-old Mariah Miller has type 1 diabetes. Her father, Mark Miller, went to the congressman for help getting her an insulin pump. He's been worried about his daughter's future medical coverage.
I want to make sure that everyone understands that this pre-existing condition that Mariah now has is something that we had a large concern about, and we had to consider, is she going to have insurance that's going to cover her pre-existing condition?
Representative Kind.
We're going to have insurance rule changes so that they will no longer be able to deny people with pre-existing conditions. And in this year, children with pre-existing conditions are finally going to be able to go out and get the health care treatment that they need and that they deserve.
But it will be expensive, and there's been concern the health insurance industry would get around the law by not insuring a child. This week, the industry responded to a warning by the Obama administration and said it would not block coverage for children with medical problems. Although she's only in fifth grade, Mariah Miller understands the dilemma of needing an insulin pump.
Because it could be really dangerous for me not to have it also, so.
Meanwhile, uninsured adults with pre-existing conditions will have to wait until 2014 for mandates to kick in. However, Representative Kind says they'll have access to a temporary high-risk pool this year. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.